Tell you what, they send you some good places, don't they, Gowie? How good is this? Over in Fiji, Fiji International. How's everyone placed at the moment? How are the Aussie boys going?
Yeah, Buller from Fiji.
Buller,
outstanding.
Yeah, started well. Off early this morning, and Steve Leaney is, he's got out of the gates early. He's three under through six holes. Mm-hmm. So, not a golf course probably suited for Steve Leaney because it is long, and the wind is blowing this morning, that's for sure, but the view is great.
It's a tough track, isn't it, over there? And you look at someone like Vijay Singh, we're just looking at a bit of the action at the moment. It is blowing. He finds himself at even par. Boys are going to find it tough.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, this golf course has had some changes. Vijay from the tournament last year, which is only 10 months, he's done some redesign and is probably the most nervous he's ever been in his career because he's actually worried about what people think. I don't think he's ever been worried about that in his life, but
yeah.
He's actually worried about what the players think of his golf course, how it'll come up on television. But he's done an exceptional job. He hasn't been one of these designers that's come through and just put big mounds in the middle of the greens and moved a whole heap of bunkers. It's actually it's quite playable. A lot more enjoyable than the previous 3 years. So, but we've got a great field here this week, one of the best, actually. But then Gil Cabrera, Mike Weir and Vijay Singh, so three Masters champions, teeing it up this week, which is, well, former US Masters champions, yeah. Teeing it up this week.
What do you make of the US PGA Tour event this weekend, the Wyndham Classic?
Well, this is it. I reckon this will be one of the most interesting weeks of the whole tour. The Wyndham Championships, you've got all these guys playing for the top 125 on the FedEx Cup, and our own Jeff Ogilvy is sitting there at 125. Now, if he doesn't make it through, he'll stay inside the 150, which will give him conditional status. So there's three numbers to look at this week, 125, 150 and 200. 200 gets you through to Webb.com final. So we've got Stuart Appleby and Brett Drewitt that are trying for that. And then we've got guys like Cameron Percy and Matt Jones who are trying to make this way into the 125. They sit at 140 and 149 for Jonesy. So guys who are outside of that, guys like Retief Goosen, a whole heap of them, Ryan Palmer. So I think this is the most interesting week of the lot.
All right. Well, how do you see it, mate? Henrik Stenson, $13. Kevin Kisner, $17. Billy Haas, $21. Webb Simpson, where's he gone? $21.
He's gone straight to the bank. He's got bucket loads how much he's made.
Yeah, but remember when he was every week reading out the leaderboard.
He was there.
He was there. Mm. And then they changed the putting rules, and he had great success with the long putter, and then he struggled, hasn't he?
He has, yeah, he has, and definitely, he sort of grew up with that long putter, so he has struggled on the short stuff. He still strikes the ball well, but sure. I think he's come to that time of his life. He's had a couple of kids, made a bucket load of money. Is the drive and dedication still there? Probably not. He gets to play. He's got an all-time money list there. He'll still keep making his mil and a half a year, but is he happy? That's what I look at. But no, Billy Haas, I reckon, the go this week. He loves the Carolinas to play golf in, and one I haven't sort of tip before is Bud Cawley, a young guy who's just been getting better and better each week. And he's been up there and fallen away, and it's probably his time. So and then we've got 10 Aussies, like young Ryan Ruffles. He's got everything to play for this week. And he's trying to get himself in for a tour card and or at least get into the Webb.com finals.
Mate, tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, Billy Haas, he got the FedEx a couple of years ago, didn't he? He picked up the 10 mil.
He did. He hit that famous shot out of the water on the last hole.
That's right.
To take the 10 mil. Well, actually 11 mil. He won the tournament
Just, is he happy, though?
I would be.
Is he? Well, his caddy's happy because he gave him 10% of it. He gave him $1 million.
Wow. Am I going to carry your bag on the seniors tour? Can we do something like that, mate? Is there a FedEx up there?
Absolutely you can, but you won't have to carry it because they sit in golf carts, the old fat bellies.
Oh, really? Just drag it.
Yeah,
you just got to drag it. Good on you, mate. Well done, Gowie.
Well done.
Thanks, fellas.
Buller.
See ya.